What happened to our roof?
The boy's by the sign here. The boy's sign. Look at the guy who's with.
Hey.
The boy said, look at it afterwards. Come, he's waiting.
Look
come on.
At it afterwards.
Look at it afterwards. The boy said, he's waiting.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can.
Just start talking. They'll stop looking.
Okay, this is the Cemetery of Warsaw, founded 1806. It's been around a long time. It's an incredible cemetery. Preserved, not touched by the Nazis. It was very deliberately preserved by them because they photographed it, they filmed it, and they sent out notices all over the world saying, here we are in Warsaw. We hear all these stories about brutality on the part of Nazis. Look at this beautiful cemetery. We haven't touched a tombstone here. And this entire cemetery is standing in a perfect condition. All right, we're going to start. And we're just going to look at three or four things, and that'll be it. While we're walking, look to your right, look to your left. You're going to see some of the most amazing architecture and artwork you've ever seen.
He was executed way back, right? There's a bunch of... They made a mass execution, didn't they?
People who weren't, I think some people were
there. There's like a mass grave in the back.
In every Jewish cemetery, as soon as you walk in, memorial to victims of the Holocaust.
Oh, I gotta get next to him.
This is the memorial to Janusz Korczak.
Oh, this is a different from the
Salon. And here he is, as you can see, leading the children, and read the inscription, take a photograph if you like.
Janusz.
That's who we were discussing at the Umschlagplatz.
I have not found it yet.
We don't want to go, but please go in. If you want to say it's Tila, say it's quickly on the air. You go first, and might some things. In fact, you might go in and see what it is.
You can't see anything in there without
cameras. Go with somebody.
There's the people there already.
Let's go.
Yeah?
Hold it. You're all going to get in. We're going to go in three, four at a time. Don't worry about it. I just want to be sure you know what we're seeing.
We saw Chaim Ivashit, Yonatan Ivashit's son.
Not the famous Rabbi Yonatan Ivashit.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the famous one.
There are endless people. There's no one standing here. I can't believe there's no one here who doesn't have relatives buried in this cemetery, whether you know it or not.
I know it for sure.
There are some 200,000. I'd say this, it goes on forever and ever. And we just walked through one little part of the cemetery. Very briefly, because we don't have time. Reb Chaim Brisker was born in 1853. He died in 1918. He is the second in a very famous line of Soloveitchiks. His father was Reb Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the Rav of Brisk. But his father died in 1892, and that very same year that his father died, the Volozhin Yeshiva was closed by the government, so Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was out of a job. And it just happened that his father died shortly afterwards, so of course he was appointed his father's successor as Rabbi of Brisk, so he's known as Reb Chaim Brisker, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. He published nothing in his lifetime, but he was a great Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin. He revolutionized learning in a whole new way of an analytic approach to the Gemara, and all his descendants are world famous, and among his children, he had a son by the name of Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. Reb Moshe was the father of Rabbi J.B. Soloveitchik.
That's the only shalshele that all the children are rabbonim, right? One after another.
Well, it's the only, but it's clearly one of the most distinguished in history. All of them are descendants of Reb Chaim Volozhin, the founder of the Volozhin Yeshiva, direct descendants of Reb Chaim Volozhin. Yeah, so Reb Chaim had a son, Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe had a son, Rabbi Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, the great Rabbi Soloveitchik here in America. Reb Chaim had another son, Reb Velvel Soloveitchik, Reb Yitzchak Zeib Halevi, known as Reb Velvel, who was Reb Chaim's successor as Rabbi of Brisk and was known as the Brisker Rav. And during the Holocaust, he made his way to Yerushalayim and established the Brisk dynasty in Yerushalayim, where there are many yeshivas today. There were other children, other grandchildren, and many other descendants, all of them famous Rabbanim, all Halevi Soloveitchik. So now what's Reb Chaim doing here in Warsaw? He was in Brisk. Reb Chaim and many, many famous rabbis used to vacation in a town called Otwock. Otwock is south of Warsaw. It's not far from Warsaw. It's a resort town. And he was ill, and he came here to